Any predictions for this episode?
Pain.
We could say that the first four Rocky movies, essentially, are about the underdog, rising to the occasion, overcoming adversity, and avenging the death of a friend. Of course, there's more to all of them than just that, but for the original Rocky, 1976, especially compared to the other ones, this is really more of an art house, artsy, indie, Criterion-like film. The cinematography is great, it's raw, the story is compelling, and I've seen this many times. And going back and watching it recently, which is why I'm doing this, I kept thinking, wait a minute, is this actually about a boxer who gets lucky? The match is only 9 minutes long in an hour, 2 hour movie, and we don't see a whole lot of training. So is it about a boxer who gets lucky, or is it about something more? So just to be clear, there's a term I'm gonna use called leveling up. Now, I don't know if it's my term or it's out there somewhere, it's just what I call it. This is what it means. Leveling up is like jumping up a level in consciousness, career achievements, success, in a way that leads to life-changing events. In other words, it's reaching a level that the vast majority of people never get to. It's just this unique state of being where you've leveled up and pretty much everyone around you hasn't. So from the beginning, the setting is a tough environment for Rocky, right? It's bleak, there's disheartened people in places everywhere, and you know, Rocky's surrounded by that. Now, he's not heartless, unmotivated, untalented, but he is essentially, as they say in the movie, a bum. He's a nobody in a sea of unrealized dreams. And the odds of anyone, including Rocky, making out of this environment and leveling up are very low.
I used to sit in this little apartment, and it was a room. As a matter of fact, the room was so small, I remember I was able to open up the window and close the door while sitting on the bed at the same time. It was like 8 feet by 8 feet by 9 feet. The one thing about that room, there was really very little distraction. So I would sit there propped up in bed, and I'd go out with my big pen and legal pad and just start writing these stories. And most of them were very, very trivial. But there was something about the process of unrealized dreams. I was always brought back to this subject because I think it's one of the most enduring subjects and one of the most difficult passages for people to accept that they never were realized in their own lifetime, that they just didn't get that shot.
You know, I've been coming in for 6 years, and 6 years you've been sticking it to me. I want to know how come.
You don't want to know.
Yeah, I want to know how come.
You want to know?
I want to know how!
Okay, I'm going to tell you. Because you had the talent to become a good fighter, and instead of that, you became a leg breaker to some cheap second-rate loan shark.
To live in?
It's a waste of life.
The more I thought about this kind of street-like character that just is totally misrepresented by the way he looks physically, just the way he walks down the street was enough to say people, oh, dismiss him. He's kind of looks like a bully or looks like a dark kind of character. I thought, you know, that's an interesting character because they're always unrealized.
I get the sense that Rocky senses that he's special, though, despite the fact that he's fighting for $40 a week each match, he's living in squalor, and he's kind of a low-level goon for Gatto. So with this idea of leveling up, I think there are basically two groups of people around Rocky. And maybe there are two groups of people around everybody, but just for the sake of this movie, let's just say around Rocky. Group A are people who are at his level. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, if you're happy being a cobbler or working 9 to 5 or whatever it is that you do, that's great. That's you've leveled up. Congratulations. It's whatever you want to achieve from your own perspective, right? What's that saying? Like, do what you love and you'll never work a day in your life. But I'm talking about the people who didn't take a chance and they regret it. The people who wanted to do something and they settled for something else. Maybe they had just reasons. Maybe it was honorable what they did. But in this movie, in the setting, you get the sense that everybody is kind of broken, you know? Reminds me of that Bruce Springsteen line, the highway's jammed with broken heroes on a last chance power drive. And the other group of people, a much smaller group of people, are Group B, the people who can help Rocky level up. So in Group A, you have people like the bartender, the young girl that Rocky walks home, and then the people who are in the market when he start one of his first training scenes when he starts to jog, they kind of stare at him like he's an alien. There's significance in those three examples. So for example, the bartender scene where Rocky is talking to the bartender, Apollo Creed comes on the TV and the bartender calls Apollo a clown, calls him a few other things too, but let's just say the clown comment. And Rocky sticks up for Apollo and says, well, what are you making fun of him for? What have you ever done? And the bartender says, well, I'm an entrepreneur. I don't need to do anything. I didn't need to take a chance. And I think that's a kind of a running thing too, where just what I said before, like he says, I didn't have to take a chance. Now maybe he's content doing that. That's fine. But Rocky's not trying to do that. He's trying to do something different. He's trying to do something special. And then you have the scene where Rocky is walking home and he sees a young girl on the streets with a bunch of other hoodlums, and he escorts her to her house to keep her safe. And he's trying to tell her, you know, listen, you don't want to be on the streets. It's tough and blah, blah, blah. And she's kind of pretends like she's listening. And then right before she goes into her house, she flips him off and says, screw you. And you can, at that moment, you can really see in Rocky's eyes that he's almost taken aback, that it's like shock that he's trying to help someone and they resist it. So not only do they not want to be special, well, I shouldn't say that. Not only do they not want to take that chance and level up, so to speak, but they'll actually resist it if you try to get them to do it. Now, I don't know what the reason for me saying that is, other than that's just a feeling that I get, but you can see it on his face that he's kind of shocked. And then the last example is when he starts training and he starts running through that mark. He's running around Philly and, you know, you can see all these people like at the market, like looking at him running. They're like, who the fuck is this guy? He thinks he's better than us? You think you're going to do something? You think you're not going to get become an alcoholic like the rest of us? What are you doing? What are you running to? Well, you can't run away, Rock. You know, that kind of thing. So I think it's significant, those three things, because that's the epitome of Group A. So Rocky is in Group A. How does he bridge the gap from going from Group A to Group B? So Group B, you have people like Apollo and Mick and Adrian, maybe even Paulie a little bit, and the promoter. These are opportunists. They're into not just creating opportunities for themselves, but if they think they can get something from you and ride your coattails, they're gonna be in. But these are the people that you need, that he needs. Sorry, I shouldn't generalize this, but just stick with Rocky. He needs them to level up. But the question is, if Rocky's in Group A, you know, the nobodies, the unrealized dreams, how does he go from A to B, Group A to Group B? How does he level up? How does he create that bridge to go from one group to another? And then, if he's lucky enough to get to Group B, how does he actually go to the proper state of leveling up, which would be Group C, let's say? If you're following this kooky theory still, I think there are two scenes that depict very well what I'm talking about. Going from Group A to Group B, you have the scene where Rocky has already accepted the invitation to fight Apollo. Remember, he got called into that promoter's office and the promoter's like, we want you to fight Apollo. And Rocky's like, no. And then he says, Rocky, do you think that America is the land of opportunity? And Rocky says, yeah. And so then he's in. So everybody knows he's in. And once that happens, Mick, the famous Mick, comes to his apartment and says, you need a trainer, kid. And what's interesting is that, you know, from the early parts of the movie, you see Mick talking to Rocky like he's a bum. He calls him a bum. He says he's a low-level goon. But he also says, you always had heart, but you fight like an ape. And he's right. He does need a trainer. But in the first part of the scene, Rocky doesn't realize that. And so he gets mad because Mick, as we see earlier in the movie, which he dismisses him, tells him to shut up. He says, you're an ape. Fight like an ape. Rocky's upset because he's like, where were you in the beginning when I actually needed someone to guide me? And I always liked that scene, all the scenes between Rocky and Mick in the original Rocky, because you can see that Mick says to him, like, look, you always had heart, you're always this potential, but you fought like an ape. And to me, that always said, you've got heart, but you need skills, and you need a little bit of luck, and you need some training, and you need dedication, you need to have the right tools, which he didn't think he had, and he also didn't find his way to getting them, but this is the opportunity. And so at first Rocky's really angry because he felt like Mick slighted him earlier, and now he's just riding his coattails, which he is. But as Rocky's exploding in anger in his apartment, yelling, and Mick kind of like, you know, old guy Mick kind of walks down the street like, ah, I lost my chance. That moment happens where Rocky realizes, wait a minute here, I'm going to be an old, angry bum if I don't stop myself right here and go get that guy, because I need that guy. He's in Group B. He's going to help me level up. I need him. And he realizes that's the only way he's going to go from being a bum from the neighborhood, again, it's in the movie, just using their terminology, to being a realized dream. And of course, that's exactly what he does. He goes and grabs Mick, and he's on his way. So then we see the first training montages, and that's when you see the people in the market looking at him. And the other key scene, once that's all ready to go and we're about to have the fight, it's the scene where Rocky's in bed with Adrian and he's sort of talking about what's in front of him. The night before the fight, maybe a couple nights, I don't know when, but he goes to the arena where there's supposed to be the fight, and they see these big banners of Rocky and Apollo, and Rocky points out to the promoter, hey, those are the wrong short colors. I've got different colored shorts. And the promoter says, like, kid, it doesn't matter. You know what I mean? Like, it's going to grind you up. This is a marketing campaign. This is America. People don't care what color your shorts are. It doesn't matter. You're part of this machine. Get on or get off. And Rocky ends up back in bed with Adrian, and he's telling her, you know, he's sensing all of the obstacles, and is not just at the moment, but in his life that he's had to overcome. He's worried about not being able to level up, that he's going to be a bum from the neighborhood. And he says, what am I doing? I can't beat this guy. This guy's going to kill me, Apollo Creed. But just like in the previous scene, he catches himself mid-scene and says, you know what? All I got to do to be somebody other than a bum from the neighborhood, to be a somebody, is to go the distance. And that's exactly what he does. And that's a key moment, because I think he realizes, wait a minute, I think I could do something here. Maybe I'm not going to win, but I, like in the decision or knock him out, maybe I could. But I can. There's other ways to win. I can find my way to win, to level up. One other thing I want to mention that I think is important at this idea of Rocky making it to the next level is an early boost of confidence. And I had forgotten that this happened, but in round one, fighting Apollo, Rocky gets an early knockdown in the first round, which has to boost your confidence. There has to be, I would imagine, from the outside looking in, if you're trying to do something spectacular, you're trying to jump up a level, that you need some sort of early boost of confidence to think, hey, maybe I do belong here, you know, to give you something that says like, wait a minute, I think I can actually do this. And then once you believe you can do it, I would imagine, I'm not saying I've done anything in my life, I've got a podcast here on YouTube, it's nothing special. But I would imagine that a boost of confidence that early would go a long way. Seems like it did. So Rocky obviously goes the distance, loses the fight, which I think is what makes this movie even more unique, that he doesn't win the fight. But I think there's also something else going on here that's really interesting. At the moment when Rocky has finished the fight, he went the distance. He maybe could have won. He doesn't know. He's in that state of leveling up. He's made it to Group C. Went from Group A to Group B to Group C. He's in first class right now. He's a prize fighter. He's going to be media. He's going to be a celebrity, all that. He doesn't care if he wins or loses. When they're talking about the decision, all he's doing is screaming out Adrian. That's all he wants. He doesn't want to be a part of it. He doesn't care if he wins. He's not even going to hear it because he keeps yelling out Adrian's name until she finally, you know, they find each other. I think it's a really interesting moment because you have someone who's almost done the impossible. They've realized their dream to a degree. He didn't win, but he took that step, and it felt awkward or weird, and he was just kind of saying, you know, I don't want all this. I just want love, and I want to be comfortable, and you know, maybe it'll take some, maybe for some people it takes a few shots at leveling up or achieving that crazy big thing that hardly anybody, like 99.9% of people, don't get to achieve. I don't know if it's that high, but something big like that. And you can see in Rocky 2, I don't want to give away any spoilers here, but he actually goes back, I think, to work at a meatpacking plant. I mean, that's the classic example of somebody who achieves something and then goes right back to what they're doing, not realizing who they're actually supposed to be or what direction they're supposed to go. So, interesting for Rocky 2, sets it up nice. You know, the question, to actually level up or not to actually level up, that is the question.
I love you.
All right, thanks for watching. Subscribing helps a bunch if you can do that, please. If you want to go one step further, patreon.com/arthouseradio. I'll love you forever.